A Chester County woman who lost both her husband and son to suicide is now working to increase awareness about this issue, especially now that the winter holidays are over. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
Amanda Blue is education director at the David Farber Aspire Center in Philly, a research hub where she teaches people about suicide risk factors. She says many people believe the winter holidays are a high-risk period, but research shows that fatalities actually rise in the spring and summer. So she says now is the time to be vigilant for signs of depression, anxiety, and other serious mental health conditions. But people who don't have a mental health diagnosis can still be at risk for suicide. For example, physical medical conditions and grief played roles in her husband and son's deaths, respectively, over a decade ago.
Neither my son or my husband were diagnosed with a mental health condition. A lot of people characterize that as safe. And it's good to understand that that isn't necessarily the case.
Anyone in distress or experiencing a mental health crisis can call the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988 for help. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.